on the front. All right. How many of y'all have a pet at home? Anybody have a pet? Okay. Everybody have a pet? So you're going to have to help me with this. All right. I want you to tell me the name of your pet. And tell me what your pet is. So what is your pet?
I say three.
Huh?
I say three.
No. No. What is it? Is it a...
I'll just say a cat.
A cat? What's your cat's name?
Tybee.
Why did you call it that?
Because, well, with him and Shannon and Raven, I think both of them, and Thomas were going to Georgia.
Uh-huh.
Raven saved on that cat.
Okay. Okay, hang on. That's all right, but you had a reason why you named it. What did you name your pet?
Axel? Well, he's kind of...
What is he?
He's a dog.
A dog, okay. Okay. All right. What about you? You got a pet? You got a bunch of pets.
It's a hermit crab.
A hermit crab. What is your hermit crab's name?
Camel.
Camel?
Camo.
Camo. Like in camo for hunting?
It's the color of a shell.
Cool. What kind of pet do you have? I know y'all have a lot of them. What's your pet?
It's a rabbit.
A rabbit? And the rabbit's name?
Peter.
Peter Rabbit. Okay. Alright. What's your pet's name?
Penny.
What is it?
Dog.
A dog? Okay. What's your dog's name? I know you got plenty of them. Okay. Well, here's the thing. We're going to talk this morning about the Good Shepherd. And the thing about the Good Shepherd is the Good Shepherd named his sheep. And the sheep knew who the shepherd was, and they would only respond to the shepherd. You know, I have a dog, and my dog, its name is Max. And so there is nothing better when I go, "Max, come here." And the only time he really does that is when he wants to come in the house when it's too hot. Matter of fact, he ran from me one time. I'd go, "Max, Max," and he just kept running because he smelled something. But Max is, you know, I don't know. Julie, why did we name him Max?
I just like that name.
She liked that name. I guess it's my dog, but she named it. But anyway, Max, and then her dog is named Comet, and it's named after her school. Something to do with Coroli Comet. So, okay. So dogs, cats, chickens. Do any of you name your chickens?
Yeah. I do.
What's your chicken's name?
Martha.
Oh my goodness. And you're what?
What do you do?
Man, do y'all know chickens? I'm not sure I consider them pets, but today they are considered pets.
I have a chicken
shed. Well, here's the okay. Let's try to get spiritual for a second. Everybody, listen. Okay, here's the beautiful thing. In this story, the Good Shepherd called his sheep by name. And they responded and came to him. And names are important. Names are very important. But the most important name that you can have from Jesus is saved. You see, I believe that Jesus wants every single one of you to come to know him as your Savior, as your Good Shepherd. And I believe he calls you by name. He'll say, "I want you to trust me. I want you to become a Christian." And he calls you by name. And I believe that you have a choice to decide to follow him. And so this morning we're going to be looking at the Good Shepherd. And as Christians, he calls us to follow him. The question is whether we will do it. Okay? So names are important, but the most important name that you can have is the name Saved. saved by what Jesus Christ did for you. Okay? Let's pray. Lord, help us to understand that we all have names and names are important. But the important part of who we are is when Jesus calls us to be saved from our sin. And Father, He wants every single one of us to know Him. So be with us and help us to be sensitive to that calling. For it's in Jesus' name. Amen.